Our gospel lesson today is from Luke 21, verses 25 to 36. Friends, hear this word of the Lord for you today. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up, raise up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. So be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, upon the meditations of my mouth and of our hearts. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. So these are some powerful words about Jesus' return when he comes to redeem all humanity and all of creation. And our Jeremiah reading this morning has the promise of salvation and the arrival of the Savior. These readings may seem strange to us, but they are perfect for Advent. Today is the first Sunday of the four-week season of Advent, which is all about waiting for two different arrivals: the arrival of the infant Jesus in Bethlehem and the arrival of Jesus when he comes again to redeem all of creation. Advent is the time to get ready for both arrivals. So this time is all about paying attention and being alert. In Luke 21, Jesus is talking about his second coming just before he goes to the cross to die. His words may sound a bit mysterious to us, but to the first audience, they would have been familiar because of the prophets. To some people, these words about final judgment and end times are scary. The famous Left Behind book series was built on passages like this, emphasizing the fear and terror of people being snatched up at the end of time and others being left behind. But actually, both Luke and Jeremiah are words of hope, especially to people who face any kind of suffering. Because today's readings are about a day when God will make all things right and Jesus will bring justice. The Message Bible in Jeremiah 33 says it so well. "Watch for this. The time is coming when I will keep the promise I made to the families of Israel and Judah. When that time comes, I will make a fresh and true shoot sprout from the David tree, and he will set things right." The motto for the city will be, "God has set things right for us." Mary, she sings something similar in her Magnificat in Luke 1, 46 to 55. She says, "His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy." So the question for us now is, do we have hope for the day when God will make all things right? I've got to say that when the holidays roll around, I am more than ready for Jesus to come back anytime now and make things right. What about you? Jeremiah's words are hopeful with good reason. The original audience were God's people who had been captured and taken away from their homeland and temple and everything familiar, exiled by force from Jerusalem to Babylon. The prophet Jeremiah was given the task of warning God's people about their impending exile and then giving them a word of hope to sustain them until it was over. In fact, God asked Jeremiah to buy a piece of land before the exile to remind the people that God would one day restore them to their homeland. The exiles needed to hear God's hope. They needed to know that God would make everything right one day, just like we followers of Jesus need to hear the same message, don't we? Jesus spoke several times about being ready for the end, like the 10 bridesmaids having their lamps of oil ready, or the separating of the sheep and the goats for final judgment in Matthew 25. Jesus promised that he would come again, judge all people, and then redeem all of creation, making all things new. That's what we wait for at Advent. This first Sunday of Advent, it's like the New Year's Day of the church liturgical calendar. It's why the readings are all about hope and the future, about the one who has come and is coming again. That's what's so unique about our Christian preparation for Christmas. The season of Advent reminds us of the end of time so that we'll be truly prepared for all time. It's very countercultural, but it has so much meaning. There's no silver bells or decking the halls because it's a different kind of preparation than the world does for December 25th. These are words about living in an in-between time, aware of Jesus with us but waiting for him to come again. These are words about being alert and ready because no one knows when Jesus will come again. People speculate all the time that the end is near. But really, no one knows when the end is coming. It's not ours to know. Jesus said so himself. We may see signs of the end, but that's just to encourage us to be ready, to open our eyes and look for God. All we are called to do is be ready and have hope that he is coming now and again. That's the theme of Advent. Some of you may know the life of German Lutheran pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who ministered during World War II. He was a member of the Nazi resistance and the Confessing Church of Germany. He wrote about Advent from a concentration camp where he had been sentenced to death for his role in the resistance against Hitler. He wrote to his parents from prison before his death. He said, "Advent is a season of waiting, but our whole life is an Advent season. That is, a season of waiting for the last Advent, for the time when there will be a new heaven and a new earth. Celebrating Advent means being able to wait for the greatest, most profound, tenderest things in the world. We must wait." He encouraged his parents to celebrate Advent without him because none of us knows how much time we really have left. Indeed, our whole life is an Advent season, a time of waiting for Christ. And it's a time of waiting with hope because we're waiting for the greatest gift of all time. Meanwhile, we have hope because Jesus is with us right now. That's why they called Jesus Emmanuel, which means God with us. As believers, we can celebrate Christmas in a special way because Jesus is already in our daily lives, if we have the eyes to see him. Could that make this season more meaningful for you? What does it mean to you to have eyes and ears looking for Jesus? Because we never know when we will see him or hear him. Sometimes I hear him in the voice of a loved one or in time spent with one of you. Sometimes I see him in the eyes of a needy person or someone walking through a dark valley. What about you? When do you hear Jesus? When do you see him? Are you looking for him in this season? Christmas can be such a hard time of year, so we need hope. Hope that we will see Jesus. We need encouragement to be ready and alert. And we need to know it's okay to long for justice and goodness, a day when Jesus makes everything right again. Especially with all the pain and suffering and injustice in our world right now, we do long for Jesus to come and set it all right, don't we? So what if we let God replace our sadness or anxiety or even the sorrow so many of us feel at Christmas with hope? What if we asked for that this Christmas? Famous theologian Jürgen Moltmann wrote a book called Theology of Hope, and he said this: "I tried to present the Christian hope no longer as such an opium of beyond, but rather as the divine power that makes us alive in this world." I love that. Christian hope is the divine power that makes us alive in this world. Isn't that great? God's hope makes us alive, especially at Christmas when we might find ourselves feeling down because we're surrounded by images of happiness, but in reality, we might be suffering. God's hope brings life when it's hard to reconcile the happy songs and cheerful decor with the reality that life is a mess. Jesus knows the struggle. He knows how much we need hope as we prepare for Christmas. So God's hope brings life, and it helps us follow Jesus. It reminds us what Christmas is all about. It's not about the gifts, the decor, the gatherings. It's really about finding Christ. And it's hope that empowers us to do what we've been asked to do before the end of time, to feed the hungry and welcome the stranger and visit the sick or the prisoner, just like Jesus urges us in Matthew 25. I once read that we are called to live lives of faith, active waiting in the meantime because of the one who holds us in the end time. As we wait for Christ, it's not idle waiting. It's preparation and expectation. It's an active waiting, looking for Jesus in our midst. One of my all-time favorite Be Ready stories is about Robbie Robbins, an Air Force pilot during the first Iraq War. After his 300th mission, he was surprised to be given permission to immediately pull his crew together and fly his plane home. They flew to Massachusetts and then had a long drive to western Pennsylvania. They drove all night, and when his buddies dropped him off at his driveway just after sun up, there was a big banner across the garage that read, "Welcome home, Dad." How did they know? No one had called. The crew themselves hadn't expected to leave so quickly. Robin says, "When I walked into the house, the kids, about half dressed for school, started screaming, 'Daddy!'" And his wife, Susan, came running down the hall, and she looked terrific. Hair fixed, makeup on, in a crisp yellow dress. "How did you know?" he asked. "I didn't," she answered through tears of joy. "Once we knew the war was over, we knew you'd be home one of these days. We knew you'd try to surprise us. So we were just ready every day." That's us. We know Jesus is here, and we know he's coming again to make all things right. So we should get ready. That is the good news of the gospel for Advent. Let's get ready to find Jesus this Christmas because he is our hope. And for that, all God's people can say together, Amen.